Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
August 5th, 2014. Thank you for listening. And also thank you for all the well wishes, donations, and expressions of gratitude. It's all so much appreciated. Today we're talking about the law of resonance, which is a universal law that greatly influences the law of attraction. Where the law of attraction's major focus is, your thoughts create your reality, or where your attention goes, your energy flows. What you focus on, you create. And be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. The law of resonance is a little bit different. If you've studied the law of attraction, you may not have learned much about the law of resonance, and there's a lot of people out there that believe it's the same thing. Just as the physical world is governed by physical law, such as the law of gravity, what goes up must come down, our spiritual world is governed by universal law, such as the law of cause and effect, otherwise known as karma, what you reap, you shall sow. All universal law is governed by energy. We are all energy beings. Every living thing on the planet is an energy being. The life force itself is energy. The sun is energy. All elements are energy. We're not often used to thinking of ourselves as energy. We more often think of ourselves as a physical, dense body made up of bones, bristle, and mass. We don't spend a lot of time as a whole reflecting on what is I. What is the essence that is me? Am I truly more than this body? Will I go on after the body dies? The law of conservation of energy says that energy is neither created or destroyed. It simply changes form. And because you are energy, you cannot be destroyed. You can only change form. So our bodies are form. And our bodies eventually dissolve, they eventually go away, but the energy that is I goes on. And energy resonates at a certain frequency. There are high frequencies and low frequencies. There are fast vibrating frequencies and slow vibrating frequencies. The law of resonance tells us that where your energy is vibrating on the energy ladder will affect who you resonate energetically with. For simplicity's sake, let's say that there's an energy spectrum ranging from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest frequency and 1 being the lowest. Really, we're looking at 1 to 1,000. There's a lot bigger range, but just for simplicity's sake. We have billions of people on the planet all vibrating at different frequencies. Those vibrating at the lowest frequencies will not be in the same resonant field as someone vibrating at a much higher frequency. And although we see people who are very at different frequencies, we'll not be attracted to them or see them. People who have achieved the highest level of spiritual awareness are vibrating at the highest frequencies. And those with the lowest spiritual awareness vibrate at the lowest frequencies. So you often hear people say, you know, dark energy, high energy beings, a lot of metaphysical terminology talking about energy. Evil is said to live in darkness because darkness represents a lack of conscious awareness. What is in the dark we cannot see. One who lives in darkness cannot see how his own actions and behavior affects others or even himself or herself. If he does get a glimpse of others being negatively affected, he doesn't care because he's not vibrating at a high enough frequency to experience compassion or empathy. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Although we would like to see compassion and empathy as a human quality, it's clearly not present in a large percentage of humanity. Compassion and empathy are spiritual qualities. The higher we are on the frequency ladder, the more we're able to see that you are another me. We are energy, and we're all part of the same cosmic energy field. What we do to another, we do to ourselves. The lower we are on the frequency ladder, the more we experience separation, the more competitive we are, the more we see the other as someone out there separate from us, and the more separate we feel from life, from nature, and from God. When we're high up on the frequency ladder, we have greater resonance with the life force, with God, with nature, and we experience more oneness and connection with life. The law of resonance says we attract into our energy field people who resonate at the same or similar frequency. And this can be confusing for most. Did the victim of rape attract the rapist into her energy field because she was vibrating at a low rate? Well, sometimes this may not be the case, but when we're sick, depressed, mentally ill, unhappy, our energy plummets and we vibrate at a lower frequency. And this is why when you meet someone of the opposite sex right after you've had a bad breakup with someone else and your energy is really low, you're likely attracting from that low energy place. The law of resonance itself is a great reason to wait until you are healed, happy, and resonating at a much higher level to get romantically involved. Why is it that so many of us attract one narcissistic or dysfunctional relationship after another? We're resonating at a particular frequency that is attractive to the narcissist. It may be victim, it may be depressed, it may be sad and lonely, it may be needy, it may be a whole host of unresolved childhood trauma pulling our frequency down, and a lot of this could be very unconscious. You might not be aware. There's also another factor that I've talked about in previous shows. If you have an unconscious wound of neglect, abandonment, rejection, or a deep need for approval, validation, and love from a primary figure in your life, you will resonate with someone who shares the same wound. So the resonating is on a wound level. I often talk about how when you heal yourself, you'll no longer be a narcissist magnet or be attracted to unhealthy, dysfunctional relationships. What I really mean is when you heal those early childhood patterns in yourself, you'll raise up your energy vibration to a place where you're no longer a vibrational match for a lower level energy. Do all narcissistic, parasitic people vibrate at the same level? Well, no, of course not. There are many levels of disorder and degrees of disorder on the planet as well. A codependent person can be vibrating at the same frequency as a narcissist because the vibrational match is based on need to give and need to get. If you understand your need to give, which usually comes from a belief, if I give all that I have to this person, he or she will love me, approve of me, accept me, validate me, and never leave me. You can learn how to fill this need yourself, and you'll no longer be a vibrational match for the taker. Let's say you're tired, depressed, unhappy, lonely, and feeling empty and needy in your life. You may imagine that meeting the right guy or girl will give you the energy boost you need to feel better. But the law of resonance says that you will attract into your energy field someone whose energetic frequency is similar to your own. It's similar to what radio stations you will pick up clearly depending on where you are. When you start to get out of a particular broadcasting range, the signal will become weak and fuzzy and may change to another station altogether. We are all broadcasting whether we realize it or not. We're sending out an unconscious signal based on where our energy is at the moment. And of course, we all experience different moods. We're not the same all the time. Very rarely do you find somebody that's always consistent. We have days of high energy and days of low energy, bad hair days, you know. We have times we feel great and times we feel depressed. But there's an overall vibrational frequency each one of us have, which is where your energy is vibrating most of the time. If you're an alcoholic, you'll be vibrating at a lower level because consistent use of alcohol lowers the energy frequency in the body. Same with drugs and most other kinds of addictions. When we're addicts, our addiction is our God. We turn to it for comfort or escape. And this prevents us from turning within or turning to the source, the God of our understanding, to be lifted up. What does it mean to be lifted up? It means to raise your energetic vibration. The higher we go on that vibrational ladder, the closer to God we are, the God of our understanding. Someone can call themselves an atheist and actually be very high on the vibrational ladder because he spends all his time in nature, is in harmony with nature, is kind to people and animals, is loving, caring, and compassionate, and he flows with life instead of resists against it. Deeply connected to the life force, to God, he just doesn't have the same language as, say, a Christian would have. On the other hand, someone can be very religious and vibrate very low on the vibrational scale because he is rigid, controlling, fearful, judging, resistant, critical, and abusive towards others. I want to share with you a few definitions of the law of resonance I've found on the internet. One, the law of resonance states that all energy resonates at specific frequency, enabling only energy of harmonious frequency to attach to it, creating your physical results. Another one, resonance is defined in the Oxford Dictionary as responding to vibrations of a particular frequency, especially by itself strongly vibrating. When related to metaphysics, it's associated with the universal law of resonance. The law basically states that likes attract like. Here's another one. The law of resonance, which is closely interconnected and works in harmony with the law of attraction, is the universal law which determines precisely what it is that you will attract into your life based on the resonance or frequency of the energy that you are projecting. Here's another one. In accordance to the universal plan, a body vibrating at a lower frequency, in this case a human in fear, when introduced to a high vibrating body, light being, the lower vibrating body will move to the higher vibrating state. But before the lower vibrating body can move into the higher vibrating state, it goes through a shift or transition before it begins to vibrate at the higher frequency. The shift or transition can occur in a blink of an eye or may take eons. And here's another one similar. It says the law of resonance states that when one vibrating system, physical body, comes into contact with another vibrating system, another physical body, the vibration of the weaker body will adjust its energy to match that of the stronger body. In other words, the vibration of the stronger system will adjust the energy of the weaker system. The last couple definitions are interesting because it's really telling us that the vibration of the stronger system or the higher vibrating person will adjust the energy of the weaker system. And this would explain how powerful people can absorb other people into their orbit, getting them to conform to an ideal. Now, I'm not absolutely certain it works this way, but let's say that you're a fearful person. Your fear creates a certain resonance, and if you have a leader come into your field of vision who uses fear to control, you may very well be a vibrational match for that leader and hinge on every word he says. If you meet a leader who is very motivating, inspiring, and filled with light, and you have a desire to be inspired and filled, you'll resonate with the inspirational message, which has the power to lift you up to a higher vibration. We all know that people can either lift us up or tear us down. If we hang around someone who is depressed 24/7, we'll either lift that person up or they will pull us down. It depends upon which force is the strongest or the most consistent. A person can be very strong and powerful and not be what we would call good, kind, or loving. In fact, many leaders in our society are highly sociopathic, which means they're really focused on their own interests and have no compassion or concern for the well-being of the people whom they are influencing. But these leaders are highly charismatic, charming, great speakers, and great conductors of energy. Does this mean they're vibrating at a high frequency? No, not a high spiritual frequency at all. On the frequency ladder of 1 to 10, we can't look at it in terms of high energy and low energy, because a low frequency individual can be very energetic and can be a very powerful person. He can command and influence millions of people, but he's pulling from the dark side of the Force. Remember Star Wars, the Force? The Force is the life force energy that moves through all living things. But that same life force energy can be used for good and for evil. Strong life force in an individual can be used for good or bad. There's a difference in how strong the life force is in an individual and the levels of conscious awareness in a person. One who has a strong life force and is highly evolved in consciousness is like a god or a guru or spiritual master. Those with a strong life force and low consciousness are like a devil, a satanic leader, a dark political leader. And here's a passage I'd like to read to you from an article I recently read on the internet having to do with the law of resonance. When a person lives a life unaware of their true spiritual nature, their consciousness is stuck in low vibrational frequencies. The elite running this world understand this and choose to shutter the souls of humankind to not just manage them more easily, but to gain a food source. They've lost contact with higher levels of awareness. They're so locked into their reality that's deep in their own body consciousness that they're like soulless beings, heartless beings operating purely through the intellect. Observing them, they are highly clever, with an intelligence quota sky high and a wisdom quota that is zero. That lethal ratio is the most destructive force on earth, coming from brain power, which is purely from the level of body consciousness. They have the ability to work things out, calculate, but do not have higher knowing. They are without empathy. The fail-safe mechanism of empathy maintains balance, and they have none because they can't do anything to people without having emotional consequence. They can do anything to people. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. They can do anything to people without having emotional consequence. Anything goes. Does this sound familiar? This is the narcissist and the sociopaths of the world. What if we're resonating with someone who is dark and ultimately destructive? Does that mean that we're the same? No, it doesn't. But if you're resonating with someone who is dark and destructive, there's something in your energy field that is resonating with that person or that person's beliefs or ideas. It could be a great deal of fear, as I talked about before. It could be an unconscious need or feeling of powerlessness that attracts you to a powerful leader. Or you could simply just be depressed and in a dark place in your life. You could be addicted. There could be a lot of things going on with you that make you in the same resonant field as that person. Why did most of Germany follow Hitler or turn a blind eye to what he was doing? Hitler carried the message of racial superiority, and in his perverted world, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryan race or white supremacy, his doctrines appealed to those who had an internal need or desire to see themselves as better than or superior to. If someone was considered to be part of the chosen ones, it may have resonated with a need to feel special, which created a vibrational frequency of privilege. You find the same dynamic in children in the schoolyard. Children group together and determine who is superior and who is inferior. And the ones deemed inferior are treated with cruelty. This appeals to the need within the child to be special, to feel superior, to feel important, which undoubtedly rises from a need not being met in the family of origin or some deficit in that child. One who experiences being the outcast, the inferior one in school, may group up with other people who feel inferior, and they may grow up with a certain resonance that makes him or her a vibrational match to someone else who was an outcast in school. And although both have grown up and may no longer be considered an outcast, there's an imprint in the subconscious mind of that individual that influences who he chooses as friends and mates. The wounded inner child in me resonates with the wounded inner child in you. We are the same. A child who grows up in a highly dysfunctional family will have a resonance with someone else who has grown up in a highly dysfunctional family because there's a pattern match. You grow up feeling a certain sense of powerlessness, or you derive comfort from a particular dynamic. And when you find yourself with someone who grew up with a similar sense of powerlessness, there's a vibrational match, powerlessness. If we don't do the inner work to grow out of our early childhood patterns, will continue to be a pattern match for others who have not grown out of their archaic ways of interacting in a family system. But what happens if you're with someone who you were attracted to as a result of early childhood patterns and you're on a conscious evolutionary path? This means you're growing up, growing upward, raising your vibration. Well, according to the law of resonance, if you're raising your vibration and the person you're with is not, you will outgrow that person. You'll no longer be resonating at the same frequency. It'll be like driving out of range of that radio broadcasting signal. And this can also explain why a lot of people on a conscious evolutionary path will have a lot of relationships and kind of pass through people. They meet somebody when they're at a certain place, but then they evolve quickly from that place and they're no longer in the same resonant energy field as that person anymore. Recently, I heard someone speak who was talking about the law of resonance, and he said if you're with a mate who's vibrating at a lower frequency, you don't have to worry about kicking that person out or that person leaving, because they're going to leave. The law works that way. A lot of us have kind of a different experience. We have an experience of kind of wishing somebody would leave and not being able to get rid of them, so to speak, someone that's really tearing you down or making your life miserable. But usually when you're really hooked into somebody making your life miserable, the focus is on your misery, so you're still vibrating at a lower resonant energy field. But if your focus is on raising your energy field, if your focus is on growing beyond, then you work on not being so easily triggered by that person anymore. And when that person isn't getting any food from you, and a lot of us have experienced this, when you're no longer a food source, that person will leave. So if you are in an experience where you want somebody to leave, you want somebody out of your life, you have to figure out, how are you feeding that person still? If you keep raising your own vibration and interacting with that person from a higher vibration, that person will become so uncomfortable with a new frequency, he'll have to get out to find someone he's comfortable with. And I believe this happens all the time in narcissistic relationships, only we don't see it that way. This is why I felt it was important to have this conversation, this topic. We don't see it this way because we experience the rejection complex. When that person leaves, we see it as, he left me, and we feel rejected, which provokes old wounds of abandonment and rejection. And all our energy goes into feeling rejected, which lowers our vibration. If we could change how we perceive the situation, it would change how we react and respond to it. The law of resonance tells us, if we're growing and evolving and raising our own vibration, and the person we're with is not putting any effort or energy at all into personal evolution, that person will eventually get very uncomfortable and leave. Or that person will begin looking for someone else who is vibrating at the lower frequency so he can continue his same dance of unconsciousness. When there's a large frequency gap, one of three things must happen. Either your frequency will be lowered, the other person's will be raised, or one of the two will leave. When we're on a conscious growth path and find that our own frequency is lowering in order to continue to be with someone, it feels horrible. It feels wrong. It feels like we're betraying our spirit. It's our heart's desire and our soul's intent to grow, to raise our conscious awareness, to achieve higher levels of peace, love, joy, and happiness. But if we suppress our energy to stay where we no longer fit, we weaken ourselves. We hold ourselves back from our true destiny. The narcissistic person in your life may be stronger because of his own belief system. It might say, I am right and you are wrong. I am superior, you are inferior. I am good, you are bad. For you to stay in that relationship, you'd have to accept or believe on some level that this is true, which puts you in a disempowered, weaker position in that relationship. This means you'll be absorbed into that narcissistic frequency. But if you raise your own vibration and refuse to subscribe to the narcissistic belief system that has you in the position of inferiority, you may begin to reach out to others who love you, who care about you, who validate you and see you as good, as an equal, as beautiful. When you can see yourself as good, as an equal, and as powerful in yourself and your own beliefs, values, and morals, you'll no longer be a vibrational match for someone who needs to see you as inferior to support his own narcissism. Many women I work with recognize their narcissistic partner believes he is superior and she is inferior, but instead of working on her own belief system and self-confidence, so she doesn't buy into this idea of herself as less than, she focuses on trying to get him to value her and see her as an equal. This means she's setting up a dynamic where her self-worth depends on how he views her instead of how she views herself. Pattern likely stemmed from early childhood, where the woman unconsciously sought out the love and approval of an unavailable or unloving parent. If I can get mommy or daddy to love me, everything will be okay. It is this "I need you to love me" dynamic that becomes a pattern match for the unavailable narcissist in adulthood. Why is it that the narcissist or sociopathic person is stronger energetically than you are when you're in the relationship? Because that person believes he is right and you are wrong. There's no room in his or her part personality to make you an equal. And these types of personalities don't have equals, not really. Initially, you may be seen as an equal. That person may have even told you, "I finally met my match." But we must understand that the very nature of the disorder is a need to compensate for an unconscious inferiority complex by making oneself superior. This is a pattern that, if not recognized, will continue to repeat itself. So people say, well, can a narcissist be cured? Can they get better? I'll say that again. It's a pattern that, if not recognized, will continue to repeat itself. So most narcissists aren't going to want to recognize that they have an extreme inferiority complex because of that need to see themselves as superior. If you have a pattern of inferiority from childhood, you may have a vibrational match to the inferiority complex of the narcissist, but there's one difference. The narcissistic mindset allows him to actually believe he's superior, and that feeling of superiority gives him power. You may also not be aware of how deep your own feelings of inferiority go until you find yourself in a dynamic with someone who believes he or she is superior to you. And as a result, you may be unconsciously absorbed into the same energetic frequency as the narcissist and live out the dynamic of superiority, inferiority. But if you step up, if you raise your own level of conscious awareness, if you do some deep work with that inner child and let her know or him know how valued and loved he or she is, you will rise up to a new level of self-worth. You will no longer accept the belief of "I am inferior." In fact, initially you may compensate by believing you're superior to the narcissistic person because you have suddenly become aware of the dynamic and that person's still unconscious. And this happens a lot too. This relationship can't last because the dynamic can't continue to play out. When you consciously refuse to submit to the narcissistic worldview, you change the dynamic. When you consciously refuse to play the role of the submissive, unempowered, inferior one, you change the dynamic. However, what happens a lot is that people will get out of these relationships, they'll leave these relationships, or that person will leave them, but they're left with this really disempowering inferiority complex that continues to get triggered and triggered and triggered by the way the narcissistic person in your life is still playing the game. So you have to understand that it is a typical dynamic with the narcissist that you're in the inferior-superior dynamic. And as long as you're feeling inferior, that person will have power over you. The law of resonance tells us that when we raise our own vibration, we have the power to lift those around us to higher levels. We do have that power. But not everyone will respond to it. Not everyone around you will be lifted. If you stay living with someone who is narcissistic and as a result refuses to grow, then he or she has no ability to rise up the vibrational ladder. he or she is stuck at a certain level of awareness and functioning. You can still live with that person, but it'll be like roommates. There will be no energetic resonance. Eventually, one of you will leave in search of resonance. Most of us who experience devaluing, discarding, and replacement by a narcissistic person is experiencing the law of resonance in action. You no longer worship the ground I walk on and see me as superior and allow me to get away with anything I want to get away with. And so I'm going to find someone who does. I'm going to find someone who sees me as the God I need to so desperately believe that I am. So see how this works? It's often not about you being good enough. Well, it's never about you not being good enough. But it can very well be about you growing by leaps and bounds, that you've simply outgrown that person. And that person has moved on. Instead of seeing that we have grown beyond the ability to take an inferior role, we end up feeling more inferior. And this is because instead of putting our energy into raising our own vibration and seeing ourselves as valued, loved, and worthy, we give our power to another to show us we are valued, loved, and worthy. And when that other person devalues and discards us, it's an affirmation of our unworthiness. A shift in perspective would have us turning our attention and energy towards our own evolution of consciousness. Instead of seeing the other woman or the other man as the winner, the trophy, the superior one, we can see that person as resonating with a narcissistic frequency, one that you can no longer resonate with. But if you don't raise your awareness and you view yourself and your view of yourself, you'll just attract another person from that resonance of I am not worthy, or the resonance of I need you to love me. The fear not worthy, the fear there is something wrong with us, creates a resonance. We attract from this resonance. If you fear that you're not worthy, you will attract someone who mirrors to you this fear. If you fear there is something wrong with you, you will attract someone who will always be telling you there's something wrong with you. See how this works? It isn't that there is something wrong with you. It isn't that you're not worthy. It is that you're afraid there is something wrong with you. You're afraid you're not worthy. Deep down, you don't feel worthy, so you attract from this place. Raising our vibration usually involves some early childhood healing. And hypnotherapy works great for this because you can go back to childhood in your mind, working with the subconscious, and rescue that child from his or her painful reality. You can learn to be there for that child. You can hook that child up to the divine mother, the loving, nurturing mother aspect within you. Whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. We all have that feminine and masculine energies within us. Another way to raise your vibration is to spend a lot of time with higher vibrational people. People who treat you with kindness, care, and respect. People who value you. When I was younger, I worked for a few corporations where my superiors treated me as if I was inferior. And it set up a belief in me that this is how corporations operate. Then I went to work for a company that had a completely different dynamic, and it was a really positive experience. I was treated as a respected, valued, important part of a powerful team. and all the members of the team treated each other with respect. There wasn't any gossiping or backstabbing, and it was a great place to work. What I discovered was that the more conscious people are, the better they treat you. Pretty simple. We often fear that the more evolved someone is, the more they will see our flaws and imperfections, but it's really quite the opposite. The more evolved someone is, the more they see your beauty, your talent, your skills, your abilities. The less threatened they are by you, the more you're valued. And this is because people will project what is hidden in their unconscious minds. I find the more successful the people are that I hang around with, the better I'm treated and the more I'm respected. It often takes a truly successful person to recognize and appreciate the hard work you've invested in yourself. And this can be the case in romantic relationships as well. The more evolved your romantic partner, the more he or she will see you, respect you, and value you. You won't have to work to extract love from that relationship because it is offered freely during. When you find yourself pining away for someone's love, there's something wrong with the dynamic, not with you. Whose love are you really trying to get, and when? Are you still a baby trying to get your mother to pick you up? Are you a toddler trying to win the affection of your father or mother? Whose love are you pining away for? Who are you trying to get to see you, love you, value you? You can become that person and give it to yourself. You can become that person, the mother, the father that you so desperately need, and give that comfort, love, and validation to yourself. It takes work, yes, but it is well worth it. If you need help with this process, I love to facilitate it through hypnosis, so you can email me or schedule an appointment on my online calendar. Just go to narcissismfree.com. So the question people ask, why do I keep attracting the same kind of person? Still trying to get an unmet childhood need met through someone who can't be there for you. Raise up your level of conscious awareness. Raise up your vibration and start being around people who see the beauty in you. Start being around people who treat you with love and respect. Say no to the naysayers. Open your heart to the divine. Know you are a child of God, however you understand him or her to be. Ask this God of your understanding to help you rise up and know yourself the way he or she knows you. Ask God to help you love yourself the way he or she loves you. You were born worthy. You don't have to beg for it. It's your birthright. Know your own worth and value, and you will change your life. You will begin to attract people, both male and female, into your life through the law of resonance who also see you as worthy. There will be no stopping you. You will step more fully into yourself and into your purpose. You will no longer resonate or put up with lower vibrating energies. You will simply move over to where it feels good. Feeling good is key. If you're always around people who have the effect of making you feel bad about yourself, then move up. Go to the people who make you feel good about yourself. And if you can't find anybody that makes you feel good about yourself, then there has to be something within you that doesn't feel good about yourself so badly that it doesn't matter what people do or say, you still can't feel good about yourself. So there you know where your work is. The more you're in the positive resonance, the better it will feel, and the more people you will attract into your life from this resonance. A few other things that can be helpful is I've talked about a lot of things in my series, Supercharge Your Energy, and there are things that you can do to raise your inner chi or energy. It's the same thing. Your diet, eating high vibrational foods, a lot of raw living foods helps. Exercise, moving the energy through exercise, walking, jumping on trampolines, riding your bike, running, hiking, being in nature. Meditating helps to raise your vibration, quieting the mind. Being around people who give you the warm fuzzies, people who treat you well, as I said. Avoiding drugs and alcohol. And avoiding depressing situations, if you can help it. So those are some of the things you can do. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. Got about 10 minutes left, 347-826-9626. You got to press number 1 on your keypad to let me know that you're there. That's 347-826-9626. And while we're waiting, I wrote a song a bit ago. Well, it was quite a bit ago. It was quite a long time ago, actually, that I have played before that has to do with dancing with that part of ourselves that is dark, that is in the shadows, that part of ourselves that we're trying to bring into the light. And I want to play, it's called Dancing with the Shadows. thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.